But the doves will not fly over Gaza again. The doves will not fly over Gaza again. Hadil is gone, forever gone. No final words, just a void in her mother's heart. Just a void in her mother's heart. And they say, don't cry for martyrs, don't cry for martyrs. Carry on the fight, carry on the fight, carry on the fight. But for Hadil, give me a moment of silence. Give me a moment of silence, no. Give me a moment of sincere resistance, so we can hold on to the bit of dignity we have left. So we can hold on to the bit of dignity we have left for Hadil.
I'm here in Toronto with Rafif Ziada, who is a Palestinian activist, organizer, and also a spoken word artist. Rafif, you've just put out a new CD called Hadil. What can you tell us about this CD?
This CD has been in the works for a really long time. It's really the compilation of my poems that I've been writing over the past 5 years. The name Hadil itself means the cooing of doves. I've been collecting stories of Palestinian girls for quite some time, and every time there's a story, I write a poem about it. Hadil was a girl who died in Gaza with a bombing. Her brother Ahmed lost his sight, and I chose to name the CD after her because of the war on Gaza, because I think despite of everything, people in Gaza still hear the doves, and because to me, that's the most inspiring stories that come out of Palestine are about people, how they still survive, and how despite everything, we continue to say we're Palestinian. When we're outside, we say we want to return. So I just wanted a simple title, a name of a Palestinian girl.
Mm-hmm. I guess we'll come back to like some of the more like lyrical, poetic content later. But the CD is interesting because it's also got a kind of a musical component to that. Can you tell me how you kind of came up with the musical concept of this?
I was really lucky to work with brilliant musicians who I really love. The CD was produced by Rose of Lal. And the process of actually putting the music together was really wonderful and collaborative. We all would go into the studio together. The musicians would hear the poem and would just come up with something on how they felt about it. And we would slowly start working on it and layering over it, one by one, and seeing what works and what didn't work. I actually enjoyed the process of making it and putting the music together most about the making of the CD, because the musicians were all very professional, very wonderful, and they just got the poems. I was very hesitant earlier on to put music to my poetry because I find with a lot of spoken word what happens is people just download a beat and have that beat running and say the words over it, and then there's no relationship between the two. So I wanted the music to really fit into what I was saying. I also wanted it to have a very Arab vibe because I use very Arab words. So there was a lot of oud on the CD and different types of instruments. We also had violin, and I was lucky in that Rina, the woman who played the violin, is she's trained in like doing Yiddish songs. So there was a bit of that on the CD. It ended up being a wonderful mix. Ian, who does the bass, is like, you know, in my soul musically. He just got the poems, and the minute I got them, he'd hear them, he would be able to tell me exactly what type of music goes with it. And working together really makes a difference. Like you're actually building something together instead of someone hearing it separately and making music and sending it over. Mm-hmm.
And of course, you mentioned that the CD was produced by Rose, is the singer from Lal. We're a celebrated band here in Toronto. Of course, a band that's doing something, I guess, musically and conceptually a little bit different than what you're doing. So, you know, what was that like working with some of the musicians from Lal in terms of bringing them in on this project?
That's what I love about Rose and why it worked so well doing it together. Is she really encouraged me every step of the way to begin with to actually write the grant that I got from the Ontario Arts Council to make the CD. She was with me with that process. But she also really gave me the artistic freedom to just do what I wanted. She was like, this is your baby, it's your project, you tell us how you want it done. And I trusted them a lot. Like, the musicians, as I was saying, were all really wonderful. And they didn't push anything on me, which made the process really beautiful. it's a different style of working on something, which I really liked.